It's March 12th. I'm outside with my dogs. And gambling is legalized in North Carolina. Let's fucking go! Before the show goes on, just letting you know, I've already recorded the show. Not my finest moment of podcasting. You'll see why, but I hope you enjoy it. Yes, you heard me right. It is the greatest day and age for North Carolina. We are now open for sportsbook betting. That's right. Most of the major apps are doing it right now. I recommend using either DraftKings, ESPN Bet, or FanDuel. The other ones, they're just getting started for the most part. I mean, MGM Bet is a big one, but I would stick with those main three, but especially DraftKings. Trying to get them on board for the show, that would be fantastic. But yeah, this is a great day and age. And with the show, I'm going to bring you a new segment called Lock Upset Parlay. Lock Upset Parlay. That means I'm going to give you a lock bet. I'm going to give you an upset bet to pick, and I'm going to give you a parlay to pick. So there's a lot of games, a lot of NCAA basketball games going on right now. It's March Madness, baby, and it came just in time. There's a million different games to bet on during the day, at nighttime. It doesn't matter. Conference championship week is this week. There's championships going on right now. And then next week starts the big tournament, the big field of 100 and whatever that narrows down to 64 eventually. I don't even know if it's on. I don't know. There's so many like playing games now. It's whatever. I think it's actually four, but whatever. it's great, man. I think it's actually, you know what? I think it's the field of 68. There you go. But I'm so fucking pumped. So fucking pumped. So let's get on with the segment, though. Let's go into our DraftKings app, because that's what I'm going to use, because that's what everybody should use, because like I said, it's the easiest to work with, and it's great. It's great. So they have a sign-up thing, a bonus right now. It's double your money, went up to $25. You could opt into it for college basketball. It's basically either Louisville or NC State will score a point. So it's guaranteed money. I deposited $5.50 today. That's right. I just kept it light. Just wanted a little bit. And then I saw that. And I'm like, fuck, I should have deposited more. I was like, no, Chris, just it is free money, but whatever. So I opted in for that. And I'm going to win $5.50 back. So that means my budget will be $11 after the game today. So starting at 6:30 tonight, I'll have $11. And, you know, I'll play some more bets, but anyways, let's get on with it. Let's see, college basketball. I'm doing just college basketball today because of March Madness. So let's go down to, this is great podcasting, by the way, of me looking on a phone. I should have had these ready, but I'm just picking these off the top of my fucking head. So the WCC championship is today in Las Vegas. You have Gonzaga taking on St. Mary's. St. Mary's is actually the number one seed in that conference, but it's Gonzaga in the conference championship. Like, they don't fucking lose it, right? Gonzaga is a 3.5-point favorite. St. Mary's is a 3.5-point underdog. I'm going to go right now. Here we go. My lock pick is going to, I'm going to stick with this game, strictly with this game. You know why? Because it's the best game of the day. My lock pick is Gonzaga to win. Straight up. That's a minus 175. That's my lock pick. My upset pick is St. Mary's to cover the spread, though. 3.5. That means Gonzaga has to win by 4 or more. I don't see that happening. St. Mary's always gives them a run. They're the only fucking team in that conference that can actually give them shit. It's a rivalry that's been one way for a long time, and it's probably going to stay that way. But I do think St. Mary's is going to show them up and give them a hell of a game. 3.5 points is too much for me. Like I said, Gonzaga has to win by 4 or more to cover the spread. I think St. Mary's easily covers that spread. So that is my upset. And my parlay, I don't have a parlay for today. I really wouldn't look at... Okay, let's go West Virginia to cover the spread against Cincinnati. They're 9.5-point underdogs. I think they got that today. And North Carolina State to cover the spread over Louisville. 9.5-point favorites. I think they have that in the bag. That's a team that battles hard. Louisville is just not there yet. They can be, but they're not there yet. So NC State to cover 9.5 and West Virginia to cover 9.5. State's favorite, West Virginia's underdog. That is my parlay. Sorry that this is not well organized and planned. I'm just excited. I said I'm going outside with my dogs. I'm home. Maternity leave. Had a baby girl, Phoebe. Good times. I got the whole month of March off from work thanks to the state of North Carolina. Another big bonus of being a state worker. Another big bonus of living in the state other than having sportsbook gambling legalized. It's about fucking time. Virginia's had it for a while. Don't know what took the state so fucking long to do it, but here we are. But those are your bets. Those are your bets. Yeah. So let's go over this one more time in case you want to do them with me. And you can just place dollar bets on this. Don't go crazy with it, all right? Don't fucking be like, Chris told me to bet this. I'm going to spend every bit of my savings on these games. No, don't you fucking dare. But listen, we have Gonzaga moneyline is the lock. They will win this game. Upset, though, is St. Mary's to cover the spread. So I do think they're going to lose, but I do think they cover the spread. 3.5 points is just too much for me. And my parlay is NC State to cover the 9.5-point favorite spread. I think they're going to win by 10 or more. Even though it is a conference tournament, the teams early on, the good teams, they win pretty good. Sometimes there's battles, but I do think State covers that. And I have West Virginia covering the spread. I don't have them winning, but I do have them covering the spread. 9.5-point underdogs. West Virginia can be very good, and they will cover that. So that is your lock upset parlay picks of the week. I don't know how often I'm going to do the show. Just depends on when I have time. But now that I have actual gambling that I can do, and I am going to do these picks because all of these games. Oh, shit. You know what? I can't do the state one because I have to wait. Well, fuck it. I'll do some of these. Yeah. This is such great podcast. I'm at least going to do the Western Conference championship. I'm going to bet Gonzaga to win money line, and I'm going to bet St. Mary's to upset them with the spread. I don't know if I'm going to do a parlay. I'm going to just take those winnings I made earlier and place $2 bets on each of those and see what my profits would be after that. So there you go. And honestly, I could probably do both of those in a parlay. So take my lock and upset, parlay it together. Oh, yeah, that sounds better. Take a $4 parlay and probably win like $9 profit, maybe more. Actually, you know what? Let's test that out. Great podcasting. All right, so let's do a parlay. So let's take Gonzaga moneyline and let's do add one or more picks for the same game for build an SGP. Okay, and St. Mary's to cover the spread. Parlay, two picks. That's plus 600 if I bet $4. Woo, total payout, $28. That is a $24 profit off a $4 bet. And I will do that. Yeah, this is... Damn, that's good. That's a good bet. All right, cool. Yeah. There you go. So there's your bet of the week. If you want to do one thing instead of doing the things I told you about, doing this parlay is going to win you money and win you a lot of money. So if it's plus 600, so that means 24 profit. So if I bet $10, that's 60, it's $50 profit. Jesus. If you bet $10, you win $50, man. profit. I mean, you'll get payout of 60. I hope it goes. That's going to be a great game to watch. Great game to watch. All right, so this was not my best of recording of all time, but you know what? I will get better. I'm just hyped up and excited and had a little bit of free time and want to come out here with my dogs where both of them are literally laying in the fucking leaves right now doing God knows what, getting dirty. That's how it is, but thanks for listening to the Chris Durham Show. If you are a potential ad person and you're like, dude, I will give you a penny an episode. I don't give a fuck. I would like to be sponsored by somebody. I want to build up this thing. So if you have a business or something that you would like to promote, please reach out to the Chris Durham Show on Facebook, to the Chris Durham Show on Instagram, to the Chris Durham Show on Twitter, or to just Chris Durham in general on Facebook. I do answer my messenger. Please reach out. Till next time.